Hello, everybody, and welcome to week 8 of Onega Buffalo's Locker Room Chat here, brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies, Community Healthcare System, Onega Pharmacy, and Mainstar Trust. I'm Crit and Profit alongside here, Ben Coulterman of the Onega Buffaloes. And hey, Coach, you had an incredible win last week. You destroyed Pleasant Ridge Rams 50-13, a 50 burger, if you will. This is also your first time all-time meeting against the Rams. How do you feel like the win went?
Pretty good. You know, we did kind of what we wanted to do. Ran the ball, read the ball. I thought the guys got off up front quite well. We had Ty Crone back at right tackle, and I thought he did well for his first game back since week 2. Josh had a couple nice runs early. You know, Jackson was Jackson, and then we were really efficient in our passing game and ran a few play action passes for, I think we were 3 for 3, like for 120, a couple scores. So that was great.
Yeah, and you mentioned the offensive statistics. You had 410 yards of offense total. It diced up into 289 rushing yards, 121 passing yards. You talked about Jackson Coulterman. You know, he went 3 of 3 for the 121 yards. He also scored 2 touchdowns passing. But on the ground, he had 115 rushing yards and also complemented that with another 2 scores. So, you know, how do you feel like the offense found so much success in not only the passing game but the running game and being able to split up those stats pretty evenly?
Yeah, I mean, I think, I think our backs complement each other. I mean, you got Gavin Coulterman. He's a, you know, over 200 pounds. I mean, perfect fullback, prototypical fullback type kid. You know, Josh isn't 100%, but, you know, a speedier type kid, a true back, you know, at the tailback spot. And then Jackson just makes it all work, you know. I mean, he can do everything, really. Couldn't ask much for much more for an option quarterback. But back to, it starts up front. You know, it starts up front, and the guys did a good job last week getting off and low pad level, getting off quick and sustaining blocks, and did well on reaching our assignments and just did a good job all in all offensively.
Well, week in and week out, it feels like, again, and you gave a shout out to your fullback, Gavin Coulterman, and his work in the backfield this week, 82 yards off 11 carries with 2 scores. I mean, how is Gavin able to leave such an impact for your team, especially last Friday?
Well, I mean, he's our fullback in an option offense. I mean, that's where it all starts. You run that dive each side, you know. And if they're not going to stop it, then we're going to keep giving Gavin the ball. And when they start collapsing their defense to stop it, then other thing, we can do other things off of that. But, you know, that's what kind of an underrated position is, that old fullback spot. And boy, we got a good one in Gavin.
Well, you talk about now the defense. The defense had a stellar night, 4 sacks and a fumble. Can you talk to me a little bit here about how that defensive line plays at the high level that they do, especially last Friday?
Yeah, our D-line did do well. You know, it starts with Dylan Magnet up there. You know, we kind of move him around a little bit, D-end, and then we move him to the interior at a nose guard or D-tackle spot. He gets off the ball really well. You know, he's got really violent hands. You know, he likes to work with his hands. He can get off blocks. You know, he got a lot of pressure, and we kind of shut their run game. They run the ball a little bit early, and but once we got him out of that, then they had to pass, and then we were able to pressure, and it kind of came predictable. And our coverage on the back end was really good too. And the kid was, you know, having a hard time with that pressure, so his throws weren't great. But yeah, our D line did great. Our DNs, Ty Crone over there, Tristan Kuhlman at the DN spot, LJ Kelzer, all those guys across the front there defensively did a fine job.
Again, we talk about the great win, and then we have the last game of the regular season. And also with that win, you guaranteed yourself a playoff spot, but now it's about seeding, and we'll talk more along that, along with the crucial district game this week coming up. Everybody, and welcome back here to week 8 of Onega Locker Room Chats. I'm Crit and Profit alongside Ben Coulterman, head coach of the Onega Buffaloes. And coach, this week you are playing for seeding, already have guaranteed yourselves a spot in the playoffs, but right now you are hosting a very good, tough Bulldogs team who just came off a win 30-14 over Jefferson County North. In the all-time series against the Bulldogs, you were 1-1 against each other, but last year you fell 30-26 in week 1, but this time you're playing each other in week 8, so you've had plenty of time to prepare. What's the keys for this week?
Well, they run the ball really well. You know, it, like most teams, it starts up front with them too. They have a, it's either 58 or 56. I've been saying it wrong all week, but they pull him a lot. He's very mobile, big, strong kid, athletic, and they have the other big kid, 77, and he pulls quite a bit too. And when they're not pulling, they're just getting off the ball well, and they're big, strong kids. They do well blocking, and then they really like to get downhill with their backs. Their backs are both really good. You know, they're both, the whole team is experienced, a veteran group of kids. second-year coach. You know, they got the same system in place. And what they do, they run that single-wing type offense, and they like to get downhill on you, and they do it really well.
Well, what's going to be your kind of your defensive scheme? Again, you kind of mentioned the backs. I mean, in that backfield dominating Jarek Chennell and also Gage Fields, what's going to be the defensive solution on trying to contain them?
We're just going to have to get up and get on them. You know, be aggressive. And we're going to have to meet them at the line of scrimmage at the point of attack. You know, I mean, there's a lot of teams, you know, they kind of give them that line of scrimmage, you know, and they got the counters and those kind of plays too. But, boy, they sure do like to just get up to the line, you know, a little bit of a quick count at times and, try to beat you to the line of scrimmage. And so we'll just have to beat them to that point of attack and see if we can slow them down a little bit.
Well, I mean, you give those defensive keys on stopping a running game, but now you got to give me some offensive keys on how you're going to insert your own running game this week against the McClough Bulldogs.
Well, we'll see how it goes. Like I say every week, and it's absolutely true, is it starts up front. You know, if we can get off the ball and execute and sustain block, you know, I think we can move the ball on pretty much anybody, really, honestly. But, you know, like I mentioned, their D-line is formidable. They got the couple kids I mentioned. They got a couple other kids in there. Their linebackers are aggressive. Their secondary is aggressive. It's a good team, top to bottom. They're going to, you know, I mean, it's a good veteran team, and we'll see if we can handle it.
Well, last week of the regular season, you get an opportunity to host the McClough Bulldogs. That's all here on the Onega Buffaloes Chat here with Coach Ben Coulterman. Thank you.
Thank you very much.